familiar and the completely strange. But it's time finding it that way. Have you been coming to gigs every night for the last 6 months without telling me? I know your ways, but welcome back to the sort of tiptoeing onto the thin ice of redeployment. Together, it's good to hold hands as we go, although we're not about to touch each other. Sanitising before and after. Anyway, we're Fairport Convention. We used to be, anyway, about 18 months ago.
Which finished tonight with the contortionists.
Who's not seen us? I can't see you. But, there's a few villages down here. Don't be frightened, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our elite company. We're going to do some old stuff for a bit, and some new stuff mixed in, and some in-between stuff as well. And we'll do that for about an hour, and then we'll have a little break, and then come back this morning. Can we work with your plans? Let's start with something familiar, at least for us. So, one, two, Walk Along from the album Full House, which was released in 1970, and was in fact the very first track on which David Paik played when he joined the band.
That's very
straight into the studio. Pretty much straight away into the studio, and that was, I remember, being the first one. And of all the things that have changed in our world since 1970, which I think you'll agree is probably quite a lot, too many to even count now, that one is still comfortably in the key of D major. All is right in D major. This next one is altogether much newer. It's off the most recent studio album.
Very awesome, though.
Yeah, and this also features on the most recent live album.
Available to that.
And radically, it's in the key of E major. It's written from outside the band, written by a friend of ours, James Wood. It's called Psycho Rain. I've been outside in the rain and checked it, and it's only water. It's very disappointing. We were in Herefordshire last night, and it was water there as well. Psycho Rain. Put my raincoat on, fetch my bucket and spade, and I'll be the one. Green road rushes, so I wander down the way to the water's side. I'm
Greece, which was released in 1970, is still available. they pressed 3,000 of them, there's still a few left.
It's nearly gone by now.
And it's a set of tunes which David Swarbrick taught us to play. Saul, bless him, he knew thousands and thousands of tunes, and for the Full House album he picked the four most difficult ones that he knew to play, and convinced us guys, the kind of rockier people of the band, not the non-focus, to learn them. They were very difficult tunes to play then. In 1917, an awful lot more difficult to play. And the barrier for stones and the arthritis and stuff kicks in. It's not fun. the title he put for these fortunes was Dirty Linen. And we always remember him when we played these tunes because he was such a great fiddle player. And we miss him and we remember him because they're so difficult to play. So if you're up there, Saul, or then possibly you've gone the other direction. This is for those Swarbrick.
That's the only Swarbrick. Wouldn't know anybody.
Thank you. So greetings from the back of the bus. Apologies for those who can't see me. You may see you're in the best seats of the house. This is a song that brings us up to date. Most recent studio album and the live album. Mentioning the live album, it does come with a program. But program is an understated word, because this program has all kinds of wonders in it. It's got scanning possibilities, where you put your phone on a thing and it takes you somewhere else. Bermuda?
I tried it this afternoon, actually, when we got in. It took me to real.
It was a real experience. Virtual reality. Yeah, so this song, do check it out. Anyway, this song is about a ne'er-do-well. He leaves a trail of mayhem, broken hearts and unpaid bills throughout the song. And his main weapon throughout is a deck of cards. He's a kind of a mystical magician scoundrel. And that's what the song's about. Till one evening, somebody turns up who sees what goes on, and he's rumbled. It's called Don't Reveal My Name.
Forget you know my name.
when you find a song that's just got a person's name and title, obviously a lot of questions spring to mind, the usual ones: who, why, where, what, all those sort of journalistic basics. John Connell was a real character, and the reason that he is in this next song is a rather tragic one, really. The song dates from the time of the First World War, as we now refer to it at the time, of course, which was called the Great War, because it was in the war to end all wars. It was billed as, but it was a government plan to call it that, so we know what that's worth. And in that pointless, drawn out misery and carnage, there were always going to be a few outliers, strange cases that were remarkable in themselves, amongst the anonymity of death. And John Condon was remarkable because of all the people who died in uniform on either side, there had to be one person who was the youngest. And in common with tens of thousands of other young boys, he lied about his age, because the social pressure was there to go and do your bit, not be left behind, do your bit for your country. And John came from what we now know as Eyre, Southern Ireland, but at the time was part of Great Britain, you know, under the Union Jack. So he signed up, and the recruiting sergeant, obviously up late in the day, anxious to fulfill his quotas, just looked the other way, sent his boy to his death.
Little cusses in the ground.
silence for your life untold. 14 years old to die a soldier, and all around. Off they go, all happy. Left on me only.
So imagine my surprise when the lockdown kind of, you know, relaxed a bit. So here we go, we'll get the number. No, it was two actual people stood there. And they looked a bit strange, you know. Jehovah's Witnesses. But you know, I hadn't seen anybody for so long. Do you know what I did? I invited them in. They got them a cup of tea, they sat down. And I said, yeah, it's good. I said to them, well, what would you like to talk about? They said, we don't know, we've never got this far. So imagine my even greater surprise when about the same time the next day, I thought, oh, here's the other dog. No, there's another two people, even weirder looking, and much more strident in their approach. They said, we want to come in. We want to come in and discuss cleaning your carpets. I thought, this is all I need. Jehovah's Witnesses.
We hope to be back next year.
They are really sweet cats, although they don't get on with each other, which is a shame. Maybe one day. Actually, before I was in Fairport, I used to be in a band called Missing Cat. Yeah. You might have seen their posters. You've got to laugh, and you've got to rush you. Hey, Steampunk seems nice. Yeah! No. Hey, Goth seems nice. Yeah! Yeah! I've got it. I always wanted to be a Goth, and now I want to be a Steampunk. You know, because this next piece is called Steampunkery, because I want to be a Steampunk, you know, but I haven't got the look for it, and I haven't got any tattoos, have I? That's, you know, you need tattoos. So I've decided. It's, you know, to stay young at heart, it's always important that you do that. As you're nearly 69 now, a few weeks, and playing Skittles. This is the time. A friend of mine said, I've got a job at a bowl now. He said, 10p. He said, no, permanent. I'm doing that one for ages. So I've decided that age 69, I'm going to get a tattoo. I am, think of that. Nothing over the top, just me name and address in case. Anyway, here's Steampunkery, and it's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
I guess some of you have been to Crockery, right? Because I did actually, I spotted somebody coming in and recognised quite a few faces, actually, and an awful lot of clothing. We may mention that it's a fabled village, which is a bit like Brigadoon at the moment. It's sort of there and then it's not there. If a man has a base, it's sort of in that area. And just over the border in Northamptonshire, there's another village called Culworth, and that's a rather unremarkable dormitory suburb of Daventry nowadays, and very pleasant, desirable place to be a resident. But until recently, of course, it was a farming community, and they'd not been the richest of people, had they? You know, farm labourers. And back in the day, sometimes things were really tight for them, and they would resort to alternative ways of topping up family income. And in the 18th century, a gang of the chaps there became quite notorious for their sort of highwayman-like escapades. It wasn't safe to travel abroad through Northamptonshire or part of the world back then without, you know, handing over some of your stuff. And when they were finally brought to book, because they were quite good at this, covering their tracks, and when they were finally brought to book, instead of being turned into Australians, which was great, criminals, they were strung up in the marketplace in Northampton as an example of un corrigé des outres. And it may well have worked, because certainly the highwaymen's home are few and far between on the streets nowadays. But this song was written about them by the headmaster then of a primary school, just to frighten the living daylights out of his charges. Yes, it's called Close to the Wind.
Poor. For part-time Just a road on
So we've got one more number now before we're going to take an interval. And I think that's my Bazooki playing up there somewhere. Bazooki's just coming on its own. Yeah, we've got one more number. And so we have to say at this point that we're actually not going to be coming anywhere near the merch desk to sign either at the interval or after the show. Because we're kind of almost through this tour now. We've managed to get a band bubble going. And we've almost done it. We're almost there. And so for safety's sake, for us and for you, it doesn't mean we don't love you. We love you very much.
We miss you.
We miss you too. But so we're going to try and stay clear of that kind of thing. Just for this tour, hopefully. But it means that we've been signing furiously all kinds of things leading up to these moments. So we should wish to go and see what's out there for sale. It is signed with every one of you in mind. and when you do visit Ellen at the merch desk, if you could please wear a mask. Of course, through the law, you have to, don't you? In a sensible part of the aisles. But just rephrasing that, that'd be brilliant. So this song is about space. It's about 1969. It's about the Apollo 11 mission. But it's not about Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. It's about Michael Collins, who was that incredible taxi driver who waited around the moon for them to come back. And for me, he was the real hero of the whole thing. Because imagine his first trip around the far side of the moon when Neil and Buzz were on the surface. He had no radio contact for about 47 minutes. He was the loneliest person in the universe. So we sadly lost him recently, but I was cheered up by the fantastic news that Captain Kirk finally had. So this is called Moon Dust and Solitude. Short journey they made. Unbelievably. So bold you get. Right, here we go. Thank you. Hello. Hello, Acapella folk.
This is from a 1971 album called Angel Delight, and it's a song called The Journeyman's Grace.
Thank you.
the sea, ladies and gentlemen. As I mentioned earlier, properly, you know, heart of the band and that sort of thing, is in the South Midlands of England. And of course, there's a mighty shipbuilding tradition. The forefathers there, the dockyards of Banbury. Mighty of the oak that grows around there. That's the wonderful keels of Queen Bess's navy. Of course, the time's gone out since then.
We'll come back that way.
This is a song called Honour and Praise. Two basic categories of seafaring songs. In one, it's all about swashbuckling and piracy and jolly japes. In the other, there's a lot of dead bodies floating in the water. This is in the latter category. Although not quite all of them, there is one survivor of this particular shipwreck. It's the captain, and he's suffering from a lot of remorse and a tremendous amount of hubris, because he took one too many chances to try and beat the rest of the competition home. And of course, you don't take chances against the sea. Honour and praise. days that are given the lives of the crew just to pay in search of the garlands of honor and praise. And I wish that I ain't drowned in that storm.
Two police officers were walking from the village of Adderbury into Banbury, and they spied several spinning discs in the sky. This was big news. It was such big news it made it to the centre pages of the Banbury Guardian.
We were in that one stop, remember?
So all I've done really is I've kind of expanded the story, made it more of a science fiction film, a 1950s film scenario. And it's called The Year of 59.
Long off my brother.
1978, 79, not my late 70s, although they are rapidly approaching. I hope I make it. What was I saying? I lived in Cropredy, a village that some of you might be familiar with, and I wrote this little tune called Bankruptured because we had no work, because Dave Swarbrick had torn his cartilage and had about 3 months off, so we had no work and no money. And Swarbrick said, write a tune, Peggy, and get somebody to record it. And there might come a time in the future where we have no work and no money. I said the chances of that in the slickest way. The laws be used for airport, and then the word. Anyway, thanks for buying my book, you guys. That's a square yard, a square metre of tarmac of Burnton, as it is. Depending on who you get it from, of course. So this tune, Bankruptured, I wrote. Nobody recorded it, but I persuaded the band to record it, and so far I've earned £5.55. It's played beautifully, and it has this lovely guitar introduction by Simon. I could never play it on the guitar, but then we all have our choices when we leave school. So here's just a little Bankruptured. Thank you. We hope it's going to be on next year. We've about 10,000 people have bought tickets so far, and only about 6% of them asked for the money back. And that was before they heard us play. So, we're in with a chance next year, we hope. We hope you'll all be there. If you've never been to Crockery, do come in and check it out. In our opinion, it's the best festival we play at, and we've played at quite a few. We don't look that old, but we have played at quite a few. We can't do it here tonight, but we have a fantastic dance routine. Well, we had one worked out for probably next year. We spent 3 weeks rehearsing this dance routine, and COVID happened, we had to abandon it. And then when we thought it was going to be on this year, we spent another 3 weeks rehearsing the dance routine. And now the chiropractor says we can't do it. We've over-rehearsed it. So. We will, however, hopefully have Richard Thompson and Dave Mattox joining us, because we hope to play the full house album in its entirety, plus a few bonus tracks. So here's a track from the full house album, which is still for sale, by the way, written by Richard Thompson and Swarber, Doctor of Physics. Thank you very much.
Last night a man sat on the bed.
this was written by Sandy Denning, who was only in the band for a short period of time, appeared on a limited number of our records, but is always sort of associated with Faircourt. Will always be her backing band, really. She was just coming out of her teens when she joined us in 1968, and she finished this song, all but the last little adjustments, tweaks. And it'll always be associated with her, her best known song, I suppose, most covered. And it tells an amazingly concise truth, which most folks don't arrive at until they're much older than she was at the time. And I relate to this song more and more with every passing birthday, especially the ones with the zero. We'll never know, of course, what Sandy would have gone on to, because she died, sadly, in 1978, only 10 years after she joined us, full of so much, you know, yet to do-ness. But on a good night, this brings a little bit of her back into the room, anyone can be seen it. So it's my privilege to sing Who Knows Where the Time Goes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
do one unless you give the marvellous man who's been driving us around safely and making a fantastic noise in every room we played, including vaulting cathedral spaces. Please, we're saying goodbye to him, saying he's got to go and get his proper job back. But thank you for everything, Simon. Simon Yorris, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the only way that he